This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
Can you just tell me about the weather for a second while I set your sound levels?
Okay, well, the weather here is nice and sunny, actually, with a slight chance of cesium.
I wish you hadn't said that. Our guest from California has been warning of a Fukushima-type disaster for, well, too long. Ace Hoffman, when did you start putting out nuclear warnings?
Oh, gee, around Three Mile Island, I sent out something. I sent out a comedy routine to Dr. Demento, which was again played last Saturday.
What sort of comedy could you find out of Three Mile Island?
There wasn't much, but there were a lot of statements that were contradictory, that were minimalizations of what was really going on.
Well, that's exactly what's happening now. I mean, look, there was one plant in northern Japan, not the famous Fukushima one, another one, and they were hit by an earthquake again. The power went out again, and when they went to start up their backup reactors, two of them were out for service. Well, who knew that you'd need those a month after one of the worst nuclear disasters? And the third one starts springing an oil leak and didn't work either. So, you know, a month, it sounds like the clowns are running the scene there. I just don't know what to think.
I think, how are they doing it at my local nuclear power plant? Because that's really the question everyone should be asking.
And what is your local plant?
My local plant is San Onofre Nuclear Generating Station, where they're doing everything wrong, just like they are at Fukushima. They're rated the lowest, the worst in terms of manpower. I forget the exact wording, but their manpower, morale, their willingness to bring forward problems because they're afraid of retaliation from management. Every problem like that, they've got, you know, fudging the records, not making the records, not making the rounds. Everything they can do wrong, they do wrong. They've been lucky, I guess, because we haven't had a meltdown here, but one could start tomorrow.
Now, the tsunami that hit the Fukushima reactors was 15 meters. That's about 48 feet high. So how would the San Onofre nuclear plant in Southern California handle that one?
The LA Times says that the seawall is 25 feet high. The reactor owners are saying it's 30 feet high. So either one, we're pretty well sunk. And don't forget that the height of the wave, one wave piles up on top of another. So you could have 60, 70, 80 feet worth of water from 45-foot waves.
Well, so the U.S. has a nuclear safety strategy just about the same as Japan, namely, we'll run these old reactors as long as we can until something really bad happens. Is that the plan?
That's exactly the plan. I can't find any flaw in your analysis. Every reactor that has wanted a license has gotten one. The only times they don't give licenses is when the reactors decide that they're not able to operate at a cost-effective manner. Then they don't apply for a license, and then they get shut down. And so a few dozen reactors have been shut down in America. But no reactor that wants to stay open because they're making money hand over fist has been shut down because it's ridiculous and dangerous, and why would anyone do a thing like this? I mean, if that were the criteria, all of the Mark I BWRs would surely have been shut down in the last month. Isn't there anything? I mean, what limit is there?
Well, I don't know. Let's say 19 out of 20 blow up. Would we close the 20th one?
Well, that's certainly a hypothetical.
Maybe not. We've just seen three or four blow up in Japan.
I don't know if we'll get that far without having shut down. I do think it's interesting that Germany has decided to close all their nuke plants in 8 years, I think it is. And eight of them, or seven, they closed right away, and they may never reopen those after Fukushima. So they seem to have a much more logical plan than the rest of us. And it's still, in my opinion, not good enough. But I do wonder how much of it was because if they didn't do that, they were already having hundreds of thousands of people protesting nuclear power. And it was just, it was hopeless in that country. In America, and I don't know how bad it is in Canada, but here, apathy is the, you know, it's going to win out over every attempt any activist has made. For the last 50 years, apathy has won out. It's not going to change.
Well, hear me out. I think I've got an idea for a possible protest here. I think what we need to do is to start cooling down San Onofre and that other earthquake baby, the Diablo Canyon reactors. We should start cooling them down with water right now, so we'll be ahead of the game when the accident happens. So I was thinking if we could get a fireboat or some kind of pump and hose going on San Onofre. I guess the Coast Guard would shoo you away, but maybe we could get all those kids with those fancy water guns, you know, out there coming to the reactor to spray it down. It's their future, their chromosomes, you know. What do you think?
Well, it's pretty much being sprayed down constantly. Millions of gallons every minute are run through these reactors. And the water comes out slightly radioactive. What happened at Fukushima was that they stopped cooling the reactors down because they ran out of power and they couldn't restart the equipment because it had gotten flooded out. And one thing after another, the batteries went dead. Next thing you know, the residual heat that is constantly being produced in the reactor, once you've gone critical, melted the reactor down. So right now we have reactors that are going critical. They're just not doing so excessively, but they're in a constant state of criticality, and they're producing enormous amounts of heat, and they're being cooled by enormous amounts of water. All it takes is a little change in the equation, and suddenly you've got Fukushima here.
Well, you know, we've got a great early warning system. Here in Canada, the government announced that it would not test the milk, even though they found radioactivity in milk, but they weren't going to test it. And, well, RadNet in the States from the EPA, it only took about a month for them to release the fact that they found some uranium-234 and all sorts of other nasty things in small amounts, they say. No harm, no harm. In the States, how do you like your early warning system? Does it make you feel comfy?
Well, half of them don't work. Here in California, and there's only, I think, 14 altogether air testing sites on the West Coast, EPA air testing sites. And the amount of, you know, what testing is going on is spot testing. They're not making a routine test of everywhere that it's rained, every gallon of milk, you know, every farm, every county. None of that's happening. We're just doing some spot checking.
Well, I heard they took away 11 of the monitors right there in Southern California where you've got those dangerous reactors. They said the readings were too high or maybe they didn't work properly, but they took away some, and so you've got less already.
Yeah, they wanted to clean them or something.
Well, it's a good time to do it. You know, I should be without passion on this. I should be listening just to the science. I'm told a couple of my pro-nuke people write me emails, well, you should get back to the science, Alex. But I got to tell you, Ace, I am angry. I've just heard so many lies from the governments, from the nuclear lobby, and nobody was hurt at Chernobyl, they tell me. And then the Japanese minister, Adano, says no one's health has been hurt there either. My head hurts just trying to breathe through this information smog. How are you managing with that?
Well, it was decades ago that the scientific community agreed that the radiation has no threshold and that it's linear. Now, some people feel that it's worse than linear, and certainly there's an argument that particles of radiation embedded in your lungs is not the same as sunshine coming down on your, you know, dead layer of skin and your hair, which is counted as background radiation. So what's coming out of Fukushima is very, very dangerous. And we've known this forever, for decades and decades. As long as many people have been alive who are now in the industry, they should have known better. But instead, they still think a little radiation is good for you. I can't believe that we have to separate ourselves into those who think a little radiation is good for you and those who don't. But maybe, you know, instead of Democrats and Republicans and environmentalists and capitalists or whatever, we should realize that we've got a fundamental problem here. That some people just don't believe that radiation hurt you, and they're the ones that are in charge of poisoning all of us. The system can't be right. The theory can't be right. Nothing's right. I feel pretty bad.
Yeah, me too. You know, I can tell you that I actually interviewed uranium miners. This was back in the early 80s, who told me that uranium was good for them and that they'd just stick their little cups from their thermos down into some radioactive water and drink it for fun. And but a few years later, I wrote their obituaries because they died of various types of cancer. So I think I know where I stand on it. Is there another story you'd like to tell us?
Well, there's so many different cures for radiation. In Russia, they think that red wine might solve the problem, and everybody thinks that Ki is going to solve the problem. But Ki only blocks radioactive iodine. It doesn't block the cesium or the strontium or the tritium or anything else, the plutonium or the uranium. So I guess the only story, the only thing I would really like to make sure people understand is that these poisons that are coming out of those reactors and are continuing to come out of those reactors, every single reactor can do that in a heartbeat. No matter what they tell you about how better their system is, it's not true. These were perfectly good systems run by perfectly good people, or so they thought.
And it went really wrong. This is Radio EcoShock. We've been talking with Ace Hoffman, an activist who's been warning us about nuclear blowouts for years. Find his blog at acehoffman.blogspot.com. And his YouTube video channel is just Ace Hoffman with two Fs. Thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Alex.
I'm Alex Smith. Find this interview as a free MP3 and lots more at ecoshock.org.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.